Paul, very comfortable in the end.
Yeah, it was. 4-0 away from home against a team that had shown quite a bit of improvement. Only one loss in six, same as ourselves. So, and from what I'd heard, and having had them watched, had played well. And unlucky not to have taken more out of the game. So, you know, you can look at the league table and it perhaps looks easy on paper, but I think we've been in this league long enough and certainly been here on a few occasions and seen that's not the case. So to come away with the 3 points as comfortably as we did is a good afternoon.
Craig Clay's goal coming at a good time for you because they'd probably been the better side up till then.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, I don't try and kid people. I totally agree. They were the better team. I was concerned with the way we started the game. Seemed as though we got much energy about us. Didn't get close enough to people. So as you said, that goal and an excellent strike from Craig was it a good time for us. Once we got 2-0 in front, then I thought it's certainly not game over, but we seemed to take control of it and won 3-0. I think we were extremely comfortable and made the pitch too big for Southport to cope with us.
I mean, if you're going to be critical, should you have got more in the second half?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, again, you know, without being sort of overly concerned, I was pleased that we got the fourth so quickly. I think that just killed them off mentally as much as anything in terms of any thoughts of a comeback at all. And then got in some good areas. I think JP, a fantastic turn and chose to cross. Tomo's put one over the bar. Gregor gets into a great position. So we had some good bits of play, certainly, without having to overexert ourselves. I was hoping for a clean sheet. Mackie made a good save early on. After that, one or two little, a long throw in the box that bounced. Other than that, I think it was, again, some good blocks from Sean. Other than that, a deserved clean sheet, certainly.
You left your two leading strikers on the bench. Must have been a big call for you. What were the reasons for that?
I felt that JP had done well enough. I just wasn't sure that Wrexham was the right game for him in terms of how it could potentially pan out. And now, in truth, it did in terms of them having a lot of the ball and quite a bit of chasing. But was very happy with how he'd done against Tranmere. So the thoughts were to, it was always on my mind that could be a possibility to bring him back in. And that work rate with him and Tomo, I thought was very good, and give us a good platform to build from.
What do Podge Hammond and Omar have to do to get back in there?
Well, Podge isn't absolutely 100% fit with his ankle. That's what I'd say with him. And the others, it's same as anyone, same as Richard Tate. Jack's been out of the side. We're just looking down there, we can see he's just come back in for the last couple. I said before, it's a squad game. It's not a case doing particularly more, although in some cases it is. You know, it's about taking your chances, and like when you come on there, you know, I want to see that effort and I want to see a willingness to get on the score sheet, keep a clean sheet in Tate's case, or create something in Marsh's case, and that's what it's always about for everybody.
You brought Sean back for his defensive duties, but not for his silky skills that he made for the fourth goal.
Yeah, we'll probably not live that down. Seen him do it a few times, and in truth, it was a great ball in once he'd actually done the piece of skill. I don't know if it fooled too many people, but it was a good ball in. And Josh Gowling, centre half's union there, combining, slightly unusual, but as I said, that fourth goal I was really happy with because I think it knocked the stuffing out of them totally.
Nathan Arnold not involved today. How soon are you expecting him back?
I spoke to Nathan. It's obviously a difficult time. We're hoping that, I'm sure he texted straight after the game the other night, and I'm sure he'll have been pleased to see the result today. But the plans are that he'll be back in at the start of next week.
Forest Green, and is this the right time to play him, do you think?
No, because they'll want a reaction. I was hoping that they'd go unbeaten until they played us, because I like beating teams that are supposedly the best in the league and going to be the best. They've had an excellent start still. I think they're still top of the league. So whenever you're coming up against top of the league at this moment in time, they're the best team.
Any injuries from today? Craig got a kick towards the end, and notice Omar's got a running down. He's got a thigh strapped up. Is that a niggle or?
I think he's always got something strapped up. So he's due to be with England now. So hopefully, if there is anything there, medical team can have a look.
So you're not aware of anything that was there then?
Well, I've just done the running, so I can't be that bad.
Looking forward to next week now at home, and a couple of, as we say, Forest Green, Gateshead.
And, two big tests. Gateshead, in fairness to him, have had a fantastic win today. And Forest Green says still top of the league, and they will, I'm sure, be getting together and in a position when people are starting to doubt them. They'll be looking for a reaction, and certainly got some good attacking flair in the lineup that will cause any team problems. And we've got to try and keep our little run going that we started.